You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a few weeks since Shaima Nabi last visited Christchurch Cemetery, where most of the mosque victims, including her husband, Haji Dawood Nabi, are now buried. It's been a year since the two deadly mosque attacks which killed 51 people, an agonising 12 months for Shaima and her family, after a lifetime of memories with the man she met and married in Afghanistan when she was 17 years old.
Oh, he's very kind, yeah. You were the, with my children, like a friends. Your father, like a friends, yeah. With the grandchildren play, and with the, my son, and with everybody is friendly. He helped a lot of people, yeah, in Afghani, New Zealand, Kiwi, yeah.
Back at the home, a picture of Haji Dawood welcomes all those who arrive. His face was the one that greeted the shooter at Al Noor Mosque. He later tried to help others escape. His son, Yama Nabi, has fond memories of his father.
He was a role model. He was... I looked up to him. He was a bit of adventure person. He wasn't a give up. Like, I said, Dad, you can't do that. He said, son, watch. Dad was a lovely person. He had a big heart. My mum, I've lost a soulmate. That she wakes up in the morning, cries. So there was a soulmate that the guy had taken away from each family.
Yama is the eldest of five. The police investigation meant it would take several days before his family could finally bury their dad.
Then the time came to wrap him in white cloth. The last thing I did, like I said, I couldn't say sorry to him, but what I did, kissed him on the head. I kissed my dad on the head. I love you.
At Al Noor Mosque today, the doors are open. There's fresh paint and new carpet. Security has been overhauled and police check in on a regular basis. For Anthony Green, a spokesperson for Al Noor Mosque, reflecting on the last year is difficult.
It's been a very, very challenging year, because it's thrown up all kinds of issues that we... I don't know that anybody can be prepared for this, you know, but we certainly weren't.
Hundreds of people are expected to attend a special Friday prayer being held in Central Christchurch to remember the victims from Al Noor and Linwood mosques, ahead of a remembrance service on Sunday, marking exactly 12 months since New Zealand's darkest day. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.